Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Monday, the 23rd of January, Psalm 25, verse 20. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you.
And the New Testament text is from Matthew 7, verse 25. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock.
This really is a beautiful picture of what happens to us when we are founded on the rock of Jesus. Nothing can separate us from his love. Nothing can take us out of that terrible storm except for Jesus. Hanging on to that rock, standing on that firm foundation. We talked about the firm foundation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are very similar texts here. It's reminding us of where we place ourselves in our lives.
Could you tell us a little bit more, Sonia, about the false foundation that you got from your church upbringing and how you really mm-hmm. got a solid foundation mm-hmm. at the Bible camp?
Yeah, and well, it's interesting because I really received a very strong foundation of God's Word, but it was how it was employed to me and given to me by the pastors, which had a very dogmatic and rigid interpretation instead of one full of grace. So I might say this, it was grounded not on the grace of God in Jesus Christ, but it was grounded on what you better do and how you better live and what your behavior is, and then Jesus will be happy with you.
Mm.
So it's a complete turn. It's grounded in God's Word, but had the wrong interpretation, mm-hmm. at least how it came to me. So you should feel ashamed. You should turn your life around. You better do this. You better do that. Then when I got to Holden, I heard such a different interpretation, such a different proclamation, which was, let Jesus do the believing for you. Trust in Jesus.
Yeah, Christ is your Christianity.
Right. He is the rock on which your life is grounded and founded. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to look around and try to be a better Christian or think you can't be a Christian, can't be a believer.
I was talking to members of our church yesterday morning in a Bible study because I was saying these people are members of a congregation that used to be sort of a landmark in the community. Everyone looked up to it, always did great things, real powerful, and now it's not in the way that the world sees people. But it has power. But the power now is it's a safe place for people who have fallen on hard times. It's mm-hmm. a safe place for people who aren't all they wish they were, like the Marines. This is a place where you can find a peace with God because these people have weathered the storms because the foundation of their faith is not their church, is not their church's reputation. It's the rock of Jesus Christ. And that rock is what is available to everyone. But so oftentimes, other things get in the way.
So you think of all the stories of shame in the scriptures, and the one that comes to mind for me particularly is the woman with the hemorrhage. And she was full of shame. And the depiction of her in The Chosen is one where she is just completely remorseful and cast aside, and others don't want to be with her. She's unclean. And to think about this in terms of what Jeff declared in his message on Saturday's cast, where when we are naked, when we're exposed, when we are shamed, we're unclean. All of these things are against us. And she had nothing that was standing for her. So when she was healed, she became a whole new person. And the touching of the hem of Jesus' garment was the thing that cleansed her.
Well, how is Jesus the rock? How does he become the rock for people? What does he need to do for people so that they can feel that solid foundation in him alone?
Well, this whole idea of let me never be put to shame is used throughout the Psalms, and we hear that scripture being stated. We pray that God will deliver us from these other ways of trying to find ourselves. And instead of doing that, we find refuge in God as a deliverer, and then he redeems us. And it is through the power of prayer, it's through the power of other people helping another person say who they are in Christ. And this witness is something we need to hear from others to tell us, proclaim into us who we are through the scriptures. I believe that's one of the more powerful ways. Prayed over me and given to me. That's what came through to me.
I was talking to our son about a friend of his who works with him. And he's a people pleaser, and he cannot function in the business that he needs to function in because he is so controlled by the opinion of the people he's supposed to be guiding. And this is shame. He has a deep set of shame that's not been dealt with. And until he faces up to what is creating that shame and the need to make other people happy, that's how shame-based people are. They know they're not enough, and so they try to make other people happy so that at least they'll have a short-term fix. That's what this guy has, and he can get free from that. But the way to get free that I know is true is you have to spend time letting the Word of God soak into you under grace. You need to experience this presence of Jesus through the Word under grace. It's like that story I've told about turning a cucumber into a pickle, and it comes over time. But it has to be saturated. It's what happened to me. And I know it's happened to other people who've had a shame-based background. It isn't just the verses thrown at you. You have to let them seep into your system, to your skin. They have to come out through your mouth. They have to come out through actions so that you can actually discover the truth of what it is to be under grace in Jesus Christ. And that becomes then your foundation, and you're free.
It's, you know, hide me in the shadow of your wings. Hide me in the cleft of the rock. That community of where you belong, Jesus says, you belong to me. I am your shepherd. All these words that we hear of the shepherd's voice, I am the one who is going to watch over you. I am your safe haven, reminding us where we belong. We don't belong to this world. We don't belong. That's where the deliverance comes from, and then we can be redeemed. Okay, our prayer for today. Holy One, I come to you in this time of trouble. I can easily feel myself adrift in desolations. In this prayer time, you are my shelter. Here I feel safe from the world's floods and winds. Strengthen me for the needs of the day, and thank you for your protective, comforting love. Amen. We will sing one verse of My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.